Everybody, hi, welcome. Hope you finished The Other Way, season 6 premiere. We're about to get into it, break down this episode. We met some new people. We did get Shekinah and Sarper, unfortunately. There's nothing that I can do about that, sorry. But we're going to get into this episode. I'm really excited to talk about it. I want to get everybody's first impressions. Kara's here. Yay, Kara's here. Hi, Rum Banks. I want to get everybody's first impression of the new season. We didn't get Statler and Dipsy. Howdy. Hi.
Hi.
Happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day to my
hey. Hey.
Got it. I'm
so glad you're back.
I'm so glad to be back.
I'm glad that you're safe. You know, I was really worried. This was a lot for me, and I wasn't even there. So I'm just so glad you're here. Everything is back to normal and you're here. It's been so weird not having you. And Dee Dee too. Dee Dee's out of town too. It's just been really odd. I feel lost, right? I feel lost without the girls.
It's okay. We're back. It's fine.
Yes. We're good. Yes. So hi, Gina. So we're on season 6, episode 1 of The Other Way. Anything that you want to start off with, anything that caught your attention? Like, first thing that I noticed was James looks like Brandon from Brandon and Julia. So that was kind of like, I couldn't unsee it after I saw it. And then I was just like hooked on that. So anything in the episode that caught you as interesting or weird or you want to talk about first?
First of all, I'm going to put it out there. Episode 1, I actually like James and what's her face? Tata?
Natalia.
Yeah. I like them. So far.
Okay. I mean, I like him. I like them both, but I didn't like how he waited to spring some pertinent information on her till the end. I'm not a information withholder. You know how some people are like, oh, well, I didn't want to tell you because I knew it would make you upset. And he's like telling her as she's getting ready to go take off on the plane and go to Indonesia. I'm not that type of person. Like, also, he gave her a note at the end. Don't open this until you're on the plane. I don't like that. Because I was like, what if that note says, hey, by the way, I'm not going to be meeting you in Indonesia. Sorry. Like, I don't like that. Like, I think people got to have a set of balls and just tell people how they feel and say it up front. Like, I don't like when people withhold information, you know, for their own gain. Because he didn't want to get yelled at. And he knew if he waited until the last minute right before she was leaving Maine to tell her, there was only a minimum amount of time that she could yell at him before she had to go catch her flight. And it's really selfish to do stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I like them, but she did say right in the beginning of the episode that she cries a lot, so that's probably why he withheld it.
Yeah, she's very emotional. I noticed when she told, also, she told her best friend that she was leaving the day before she was leaving. Like, yeah. I don't know if they're, like, afraid of adult conversations.
Yeah.
Both of them. But yeah, she got some info from her friend that James is not that he doesn't want to have kids, but he's nervous, which I think is a pretty normal reaction for men in general. Men are usually not the ones like super excited about having kids. They're usually nervous. Just like when you go to a wedding on the wedding day, usually the groom is the one pacing around nervous, right? It's really ironic because he's the one that started this whole process. He proposed to her. He intervened into her life, but then when it comes down to following through, he's the one that act like he wants to have cold feet. And I'm like, you couldn't possibly have cold feet. This is your fault. You didn't have to get on a knee and ask her anything, right?
Let's be real though. They're literally in a Super Mario bedroom. So the level of maturity on both ends is low.
Yeah, I was just about to say the same thing. She seems very, like, maybe both of them, but more her on this episode. She seems to be very immature and needy and whatnot. So I think she, and just, I don't know, her crying really annoyed me.
Yeah.
Like, she's throwing a tantrum like a two-year-old, basically. So, and with very good reason, like, obviously it's your dog, it's your baby at the same time, but she didn't understand what the circumstances were if they were to bring Jojo the dog there, right? So they hide secrets. They hide secrets from their friends. They hide secrets from their family members. Like, why wouldn't you tell your family, hey, guess what? Like, we're both planning to move to Indonesia within the next month or 2 months. And I don't know, I get an iffy feeling that, like, you can't tell me modern medicine in North America is not,
Better.
it's not better than Indonesia, right? So I think that's just an excuse for her to go back. But that's just my opinion, and I could be wrong, and I could be wrong about the medical system in Indonesia as well. So.
I agree
Mean,
though.
that was the first thing that I tweeted. I was like, so you mean to tell me between Maine and Indonesia, there's no doctors who can figure out what's going on with her throat? You know, because I was like, obviously you would have to go to a specialist. You can't just go to a family care physician and expect him or her to know what's going on with her throat, because it almost looked like she had an Adam's apple. So there's definitely something infected, or there's something going on puffing out her throat. Like, it was visual. You could definitely tell there was something wrong.
She's
But to
got
say that
thyroid. She has thyroid issues, and apparently she doesn't know how to use Dr. Google. I'm far from a doctor. I didn't even Google it, and I it's her thyroid.
So that's what, so the thyroid's right in here, right?
Yeah.
And it looked like it was inflamed because she said that she couldn't swallow and she had trouble breathing. And the fact that she's like, oh, well, I have to go back to Indonesia, because her, in her mind, she's like, when I was in Indonesia, I wasn't sick. So it's me being here is why I'm sick. I'm like, well, none of us, I mean, I don't want to say none of us are sick, but like, just where you live specifically doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be sick, right? Like, there's
Right.
different factors in your environment, you know? And he's not sick. James isn't sick. His family isn't sick. Their friends aren't
Now,
sick. Like, I just, like you said, I think she wants to.
they say how long they've been living here? I missed
Two and
that.
a half years.
2 years, yeah.
2.5 years. They've known each other for 5 years, and they've been married 2.5 years. And they got married here
Been
in the
living here
US.
that whole 2 years? She has been living here the whole 2 years?
Yeah, she's been here the whole 2.5 years. Yeah.
I was just curious if this is like a new thing. I mean, we have ear, nose, and throat doctors. We've got somebody that can figure out the problem.
You got
Well,
allergy
yeah.
specialists. You got, like, yeah. So.
Well, I think, like, you nailed it. She's ready to move back home. You know, it was never her intention to move to the US. You know how when we watch these shows, there are people who, when they tell us their life goal and what they want, moving to the US is number one on the list. That's not what Natalia or Tata, that's not what she wanted. You know, she wanted to be with James, but she didn't necessarily want to be living in the US. And I've noticed a lot of times, because isn't this kind of what happened with Brandon and Mary? When people are from Indonesia, a lot of times they don't want to leave, right? Isn't that
Yeah.
interesting? Because I was like, usually, you know, people want to get out of Indonesia so they could make more money, because, you know, the money and the currency is worth very little. You work really hard, you get little. And that's another thing. So James works for his family's elevator repair business, making pretty decent money, right? He said that his dad lost a couple fingers. Like, that's super scary, right? Like, elevators, they kind of
Does
scare
mine?
me.
He also does mining, so he makes good money.
Yeah, I can't imagine how it's going to be going into Indonesia, because I don't think he can speak the language, right? He didn't say that he could.
No.
And trying to make a living in a country where you don't really know, first of all, you don't know the trades of the country. Trades in different countries are different. You don't know what their skill set is. And if you can't even speak English, I know, but I have to say, a lot of times when you go to Indonesia and these other countries like Thailand, they are bilingual. So that could
Yeah.
be helpful. But if, and at the same time, they're bilingual, you can only speak English. It might not be as appealing for them to hire you when they can hire someone who speaks both languages, you know,
I
because
think
if you can
she
only.
her dad owned, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Her dad owned like a banana drying factory or whatnot, so he'd probably be working there
Yeah,
at this banana
banana chips.
drying plant.
Banana chips.
No,
Yeah,
not
and
chips.
how much.
Thank you. Sorry.
How much money could that produce? Like, I'm just curious. Like, is that like a big deal business? I don't, the last time I had banana chips probably wasn't in the last couple of years. So, like, is it like a bigger thing over there than it is over here?
I don't know. The last time I had banana chips, they were like 79 cents for the bag.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Same. Yeah, and they weren't all that. They're really crunchy and hard, and I wasn't feeling it. But yeah, so this will be fun. Again, I'm excited. They're new people, and it's funny, when she was crying about the dog, you came to my mind, Kara, because I was thinking, like, Kara, there's no chance in hell you would leave any of your animals behind.
Not chance in hell, which is also another reason why I can never leave the country.
Right? Wait. Yo, yeah, because you have animals that are too big to take with you. Yeah, I was going to say.
Horses and goats, but that's fine.
Well, yeah, I've never heard of you. Well, they can go on boats, right? They can't go on planes. That's how it has to work. You have to take them on a ship. That's the only way. And I don't think you would.
I'm not leaving anywhere. My grandbaby's coming this month. There ain't no way in hell I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah. You can't miss any of that. So, yeah, it's funny because you're the first person I've met. When she started crying, I was like, Kara would probably react the same way if somebody told her that she had to leave and her animals, her babies.
I don't know that I'd be crying, but my reaction would be very different.
Probably anger, right? I feel like it would probably be anger because there's no reason why. Because she even said it. She's like, you had all these months to prepare to get this information done and make sure that I could leave with the dog, and you didn't. You know, and that's why I was like, yeah, it's he seems really immature. And so, but so does she. Like you guys said, I feel like there's going to be a lot of issues that they're going to overcome. And, you know, I think they think love is going to be enough. And I don't think it's going to be enough. Like, I saw the preview from when he arrived in Indonesia and they showed his living quarters. And I think his reaction was, it looks like a jail cell, right? Like, yeah. It's definitely not up to the standard that he's accustomed to. So I can't wait to see them.
It doesn't look like Super Mario World. That's for sure.
It doesn't, right? So we got Shekinah and Sarper this episode, and they were extra annoying this episode, right? Like we got a little intimate chat with them, and we found out that Shekinah had to move back to LA because they were having financial issues. Who would have thought a 44-year-old stripper / personal trainer wasn't going to be making a lot of money? But we actually found out that he was. But Shekinah doesn't want him working with female clients, so now he can only work with male clients, and I guess there's not enough male clients to go around, so now they're struggling, and she went back to be an esthetician back in LA, which is her job. But she said something in the episode, she said that she can't practice that in Turkey, because licenses and certifications are different by country. Like, there are certain people, remember we were watching, I can't remember their names now. Avery, and I can't remember her husband's name, but he was a dentist.
Yeah.
And yeah. Right? And he moved here, and they would not let him be a dentist here because the certification and the process was different. And, you know, he had to go back and do his schooling all over again.
Yeah.
So he could be a dentist here. Isn't that crazy?
Had to get recertified. So it works the same way there as it does here, basically, with different certifications as well. So, but
yeah,
the
so
fact that where did the money come from for her to go back to Turkey every 5 weeks? Because that's what they said. Oh, we had to stop that, but I was going back every 5 weeks. What the flight from LA to Turkey, I don't picture it being cheap, that's for sure.
So my mind immediately went to her ex-husband who owns a hotel chain. What country is he from, Cara? I can't remember now. But whatever country
he's from Italy.
Italy. He owns a hotel chain.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that she's still being funded in some I don't know. Is it called spousal support?
Yeah.
Or maybe the child support. She's just using the child support. I can't imagine.
Okay. I just looked up how much it costs to become an esthetician in Turkey. $420 US.
A month?
Total.
Yeah.
So why didn't she just stay there and get certified? She's already doing the job.
The cost of establishing a limited company in Turkey for a foreigner starts at $420 US dollars.
That is actually
the cost includes registration. I mean, I don't know what her license costs, but there's the registration, there's the establishment fee, the translator cost, the tax office registration, company stamps, etc., all included.
So what is she doing in LA?
We already know she's dumb. So
yeah.
she doesn't know how to use Google. She doesn't know the red flag. She doesn't know how to put her child before her child has more common sense than she does. So we already know that. So
okay. We complete the establishment of esthetician and beauty center companies, limited company in Turkey, within 3 to 4 working days on average.
Are you serious?
So
it was quicker than a flight back to LA is what you're basically telling me. Get out of here.
Also, it tells me that if I ever go to Turkey, not to get anything waxed while I'm there, because, you know.
3 to 4 days certification is all it took, right? So basically, we are all estheticians, right? We could literally go and complete this program before the end of the week, right?
Kimberly was an esthetician on Pillow Talk last night, so.
Oh, I saw it. I did.
That was
awesome. I saw the waxing. I've never had it done in my life. And then, you know, watching that, I don't ever want to get it done in my life. Yeah. Like, I just, I don't, it looks so painful. I respect everything that women go through. The little things that women do that men take full advantage of, right? Like, I think that, oh my God, it looked painful. But I've seen actually.
The first time you have it done, it stings a bit. The second time you have it done, you're numb. So it doesn't really matter.
Really?
You just become immune to it.
Yeah.
It's relaxing just sitting there.
I think that, but I do think women have a higher pain tolerance than men.
Yeah.
I think that women are born with a higher pain tolerance. So things that women, because, you know, when they hook men up to the machine that mimics the pain of birth, men always, no one ever stays on it. They rip the stuff off so they don't have to go through it anymore. And women are not, that's not an option for a woman until you're done having the baby. So I think women just learn to tolerate pain at a higher level. I strongly believe that. Because I'm not like a weenie or a wuss, but I'm not like super good with pain, right? Like, I'm not really good with pain at all. I remember when I was younger, I broke a limb and it wasn't fun. Oh, so Sarper said that Shekinah's jealousy is getting in the way of him making money. It's interesting because he's super controlling, and it's kind of like they do the same. I called it irony because ironically, he controls everything that she does, and then she's kind of controlling everything that he does, and it's kind of like a vicious cycle, right? Like, he can't make any money because he can't work with women. But do you blame her for not trusting him to be working with women clients when he slept with 2,500 women? Like, I how could you ever trust this person to be faithful to just you?
I still call bullshit.
Yeah.
And after watching him count his grains of rice, he doesn't even know how to count. So that tells me he's an idiot.
Well, there was like 5 pieces of rice in each one that he called one. Like,
yeah.
But does he not have any like hobbies? Like, he was counting rice, he was counting cars, he was counting like, what does he do on his free time, right? Like, you know how people have hobbies?
Yeah. Everything that walks, every woman that walks.
So do you think
he's counting rice and counting cars? He's on camera, and he knows that dipshit's gonna see this. She's gonna see everything he says. So if he's counting rice and counting cars, it looks like that's what he's doing the whole time she's gone.
Well, she said that there's times where he's actively texting her, and then he stops.
And then he said, "I can see what kind of a bitch you are when that happens, dude. I would have knocked his veneers right down his throat."
The thing about him is, like, he was so feminine when it came to playing with his niece. How would he feel if his niece got treated the way that how he treats women?
Yeah, that came across my mind, because I was like, the way that he's acting with his niece shows that he does have some respect and love for women in the female species. It exists, but why is it that he thinks that he can treat women and talk to women the way that he does? I don't understand it. And he has a good relationship with his mother. He has a good relationship with his brother's sister, or his brother's wife. Like, he has relationships. But did you hear what he said? He said he slept with 7 of her friends. So he's really a evil sneaky link, right? Like, I feel like he's a super sneaky guy, and he's like, well, don't tell her, but yeah, I've slept with all her friends. And it's like, this is why you can't be trusted. That's your niece's mother, right? There should be a level of respect, you know, between you and this woman, and it shows that you don't have any loyalty or respect for anyone, not even family. So I get why Shekinah doesn't trust him. Why would you trust somebody who has given you no reason to prove that they're trustworthy?
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to show, because didn't he allegedly have a child with somebody?
Uh-huh.
So I wonder if they're going to show that.
Yeah, that was at the end of their last season. Yeah. He was looking for the child. Yeah. And the child being like a 20-year-old, I believe, or 18, 19, 20 at this point, because I think he was 18 years old when this supposedly happened. And he was looking for the person. He didn't even know the woman's last name. He just knew a first name and a location. And because he was a whore, apparently even at 18, he was a whore. And he, and it's just ironic to me because he wants to have another child. And I was like, I'm not like God, but it's like, maybe this is the universe's way of saying you should have treated this woman and that child better. Right? Like, no offense, but because she kind of is like, I don't want to have any kids. And I'm like, well, it'd be ironic if she did have another kid. She abandoned the one she has to be with him just to have another one. That would be like super ironic, right? And strange. Like, you left the one that you have because you're chasing D around the world just to have another one because that's what he wants. That would be really ironic.
Absolutely. It's disgusting.
So I want to talk about this guy, Josh. He was living in Georgia, I believe, and he sold his house. And he's living with his parents in South Carolina, I believe is what the story is now. And he's with this woman named Lily, who's 46 years old, who's extremely well off, which is really interesting. It's a complete opposite of what we're used to on the show. So I was really interested in the storyline because she did like a cribs for her house that has an elevator and a movie theater, and it's beautiful. It's outrageous. And the weird part of the story is she's the one that's going to be making the money, because when Josh arrives in China, he has to wait a full 5 years before he can work, because while you're on a spouse visa in China, you can't work until you get your 10-year residency card, which takes 5 years from the date you arrive, or if I'm correct, I could be wrong, maybe 5 years from when you get married, somewhere along the lines of that. It's going to be a 5-year time, and he's moving out there to be with her, and he can't work, and it kind of looks like he's looking to be a kept man, because he's got Legos and he plays with drones and he has like remote control.
Man child. Like, he's a man child that lives with his parents,
but so he did work and have his own home, so like I think he did take care of himself before, but like, it's weird that you would quit your job and sell your house to go live with a woman. Like, that's scary. I know women do things like this all the time, right? Like, a lot of times women, they'll marry a guy, get engaged, and they'll change the trajectory of their life for whatever, you know, they want that relationship to be. It's just crazy for me to think that.
I already can't with this guy. I don't know what it is about him, but he makes my skin crawl. I just can't with him.
Really?
Yep.
I'm with Kara on that. He just irks me as being like he even said it. I don't know what she's doing with me. Like,
yeah.
Like, he seems like the one who's going to be mooching off of her. What's he going to do in China? He said, oh, as soon as we get off the plane, or doing that Google or that translator
right
mechanism,
right? Because like, he doesn't speak good Mandarin.
Like, what is he gonna do all day? He's gonna be playing with toys. She's gonna get sick and tired of it.
Well, he was,
yeah, not approve that. Like, what is this man bringing to the table?
Well, he said to the translator, he's like, show me where the closest toy store is or drone store. I think he's under the impression that he's just gonna be playing with toys all day while she's working at her business, which she has a medical device business. It kind of looked like a laser. I'm not specific on what she was doing. It looked like she was like using some sort of laser on someone's face. So she's definitely successful. If she is not just using these machines, but they're producing and manufacturing these machines, that is definitely a very lucrative business to be in, right? Because every time you turn on the TV, there's the Sono Bellow, and there's the any type of what do they call it, the machine where you can burn off fat with a all of these machines. That's where the technology and the money is right now. So if that's what she's doing, you know, he's in a good position to be in. But how long is a woman going to be interested in a man that is useless And I hate to say that, but it's like women need men for a function, right? Like sometimes women want a man to take care of them. Sometimes they want a man to help them with things, but they need to feel like you have a function in their life because women can take full care of themselves, their kids, everything on their own, right? Like,
Yeah.
so I feel like a man needs a function in the relationship, and I don't know what his function is going to be.
Yeah, he's.
A man child that plays with toys. That's what his function is going to
Yeah,
be.
yeah.
I
I
don't know.
just have a bad feeling about him.
Well, did you notice in their story she came here to marry him within 18 days,
Yeah.
right? Like it seemed really rushed, but again, she's the one with the money because it's like usually it's the other way around. So we're like, oh, she just wanted to get here. She doesn't want to get here. She doesn't want to live here. She has literally, he said, within a month of them getting married, she was back on a plane going back to work. So I'm like you said, or like he said, why is she with him and how long will that infatuation last? Because like, what can he do for her that she couldn't buy her or do herself? You know, like I'm
Yeah.
trying to understand that. And I know love and money are two separate things, but let's be realistic. You know, what is he going to bring to her life that she can't experience on her own?
Maybe she wanted a child and could never have one, so she just found herself a grown one.
A man child.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible she can buy him toys. And what we saw in the preview, they went out to eat, and she was like, I just spent $500 on dinner. And you know, maybe she does want like a little man that she can belittle and you know, make feel bad for all of the work that she has to put
And
in to take care
let's
of him.
be real, $500 for a meal in China, that had to be a really fancy restaurant because I realize Thailand and China, everybody's different. But when you watch David and Annie and all of their travels, they don't spend that kind of money.
Well, I didn't know if she meant 500 in her money or our money. I wasn't
Yeah.
sure because she was speaking in another language and then it came up on the screen. So like I don't know if she meant like 500 in their currency and then because that was another thing because you're right, $500 in American would be like over $1,000
Yeah.
in their money, right? So that would be a crazy. I don't think I've ever spent $1,000 on any dinner anywhere,
Right.
right? Like and I.
I've only spent $500 on a meal one time. That was my daughter's high school graduation, and there was 10 of us.
Oh wow.
So.
Yeah, I think the most I've ever spent was like 600 and something dollars and it was a lot of us. Like you
Well,
said, it was a huge.
after my tip, it went up, but I mean, obviously, but the meal was only like $502 for 10 people, and it was a very nice restaurant.
It's really hard to spend that much unless you're going to like one of those steakhouses that the NBA players eat at. You know, like you have to go somewhere really specific to spend that much money because I've eaten at steakhouses and paid $200 or $300 for steaks, you know, like and not just me, other people were there too. So you have to really pick a place to spend that much money. Oh, so I want to talk about Iceland because apparently people live there and apparently it's not covered in ice because they showed us video of Iceland and it looked pretty normal.
Iceland's
Like,
covered in
so.
green. Green is Greenland's covered with ice.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see
The
like a
opposite.
layer. I don't know. Like for some reason, I thought I was gonna. It's like a layer of ice. Even the ocean would be frozen over. Like so,
But
it's been a while, guys, since I've been in school. It's been a while.
when you look at Greenland's covered
Yeah.
in ice. So it's completely opposite.
Wait, where is Greenland on the map? Is it above Canada, or is it below?
Middle. It's in
It's
the
in the
middle. Like
middle. Okay,
Canada
it's in the middle.
here, and then it's like up here. So they've
But.
got.
Also, I have to also remember I could have been getting Iceland and Antarctica mixed up, right? Because I'm pretty sure Antarctica is the one that's completely covered in ice, right? So I could have been getting them mixed up. Like I said, it's been a minute since I've been in school, but I want to talk about Corona because, and not the disease, we're talking about Corona, the girl this season, because, right? Let's be this, we're not talking about Corona. We're talking about Corona, and she's moving all the way to Iceland for Inki. Inky and I wrote it out. Hold on. Ingi, Inky. And it's this guy that she met in Iceland who didn't make a move on her on two separate occasions, right? And she claims that he's never been in a serious relationship, and she's not engaged to him. So she's kind of looking to throw away her whole life. I don't want to say that like literally, but she's about to get in school to become a midwife. She's a doula now, which I believe is below a midwife. A doula would be the person that assists the midwife, right? I've been watching enough Unexpected. I know a little bit about this. So I think a doula functions with a midwife present. So her goal is to become a midwife. She's been accepted into school in Pennsylvania to become a midwife, and she's foregoing that opportunity to move to Iceland and hoping that she can get into school to become a midwife. And her family's reaction was all of our reaction at home, right? They're like, so,
I love her family.
Her family was like, so you're crazy. So he's weird. So why is he 38 and a virgin? There's
It's
something wrong
not
with her.
in a virgin. You're in,
Well,
no.
maybe,
No.
there's some, you know
No.
what?
No.
You
No. She said
never
it's not
know.
virgin as the sex.
You never know, because remember Mike Burke from that one season with Mike and Jimena? He said he wasn't. Everybody was like, yeah, you are,
And
bro.
also,
You totally.
Nicola. Misha.
Nicola, right. Nicola, he's coming back on another season, by the way. I'm kind of excited to see
Oh,
that.
I
Yeah,
think
he's coming
that,
back on another season.
but not from him. I don't know what it is. He's not giving me those vibes at all. Like
Oh, me.
your
So
personal vibes. Yeah, you can't tell me that.
Inky's giving you Slinky Link vibes. He's giving you that he's playing a game. He's telling her that he's inexperienced and he's totally not inexperienced. Is that what you're getting?
Got it on the nose. You got
So,
it.
20 days physically together, and she's throwing everything away and moving all the way to Iceland, which is it sounds crazy and insane. And she doesn't have a ring on her finger either. So there's like so many different questions in my mind, because can you just move to Iceland without like a visa or being married? Like, there's so many questions in my mind. Oh yeah, Donna, let's talk about that. She's never seen his driver's license, so she doesn't even know what his actual last name is, right? Like, she doesn't know anything about him. She's never asked any questions. They've never discussed marriage. They've never discussed where the relationship is gonna go. And she's ready to move to another country. Now, this reminded me a lot of Alex and Adriano's storyline on Love in Paradise, because Alex was ready to move to Italy over a guy who's obsessed with threesomes, like literally no actual thought process. And so also, people on X and Twitter were saying that they were getting strong Ashley vibes from Ashley and Manuel.
I have that written down. She's just jumping into it blindly,
Right.
giving no care in the world of what the consequences are. And yeah, you can't. They met in Ireland. You cannot like met together in Ireland. You cannot tell me she did not sleep with him then. No.
Well,
Oh, no.
100%.
usually on vacation, people are a little more loose because they look at it as, I'm never going to see this person again and I'm on vacation. I'm going to have a good time. So you're right. I feel like something definitely, and I don't know, I feel like she shouldn't move that far for someone she hasn't even been intimate with. What if it's, for a lack of a better word, what if it's bogus? What if the sex is bogus, right? Like, what if she gets there and it's just terrible? It's underwhelming. It does nothing for her, and now she's like thousands and thousands of miles
She
away,
has
stuck.
been intimate with him. That's why she's going back for
Yeah.
more.
He's icky though. He's icky. And I haven't even like I don't even know him yet, but he's icky.
See, I don't know. I haven't gotten any vibes from him at all. But when she asked him in the preview, like, what is our plans? What are our relationship plans or whatever? And he's like, well, do people normally get engaged in 5 months? And I was like, well, that was kind of a douchey thing to say for a guy who's a virgin and who has never been a F boy. It's kind of an F
Wait,
boy
where
thing,
did, he's
right?
not wrong.
Virgin. Who said he's a virgin?
Well, I think the grandmother said it, because she was
The
like, well,
grandmother said it, and she said he's not a virgin. He gets the sex. She straightforward said that, and it's like, so he's told you about it, but he's just never been married. He's never been in a serious relationship. So this guy, he's just a douche canoe. That's all there is to it.
oh, so okay, so the grandmother was just being sarcastic.
Yeah.
So just because the grandma heard he's never been in a serious relationship, she went to the conclusion that he's never been intimate with anyone. Oh, I get it. So he's just, like you said, he's an F-boy.
Yeah.
And he does F-boy tendency things, and he sleeps around. Which, what do you think about the situation where she's like, I went to a party, and he was standing outside. Hey, Kobe.
Hi, Kobe.
Hey, Kobe.
Congrats on that traditional wedding. Yeah. It was amazing.
Oh, yes. I loved it.
So she said that he was like, oh, you can sleep in my bed. What's up with sleeping in strangers' beds in strange apartments, right? Like, I have a lot of questions on people's actions when they go to foreign countries. Because remember we were watching The Single Life, and Chantel was walking around with no underwear on, just randomly at clubs, and sticking her tongue down random dudes' mouths on motorcycles. Like, ladies, please be more careful of what you're doing and your surroundings, because this could have went a different direction. This story that told, falling asleep in a stranger's bed, you might not wake up, or you could wake up in a cage, in a basement. Yeah. You might not wake up at all. Yeah. Like, yeah. I was just terrified at the level of trust she has for strangers. Like, that's really scary.
I agree.
She seems book smart. Yeah. But she don't seem street smart.
Yep. But I do love her family, though.
Yep.
I feel like I could hang out with them.
Yep.
Yeah, the family, I'm definitely hooked on the family. I want to see her family take a trip to Iceland.
Oh, cool.
And bring that energy that they had when she was telling them what was going on, because I feel like it's so important that people speak up for you. And I feel like Corona's not going to speak up for herself. You know, like, she's just... And she even admitted it to her friend. She's like, you know, I might be making a lot more decisions and sacrifices than him. You know, she's giving up a lot. He's not really doing anything. He didn't even have to commit to her. You know, they're just dating and in a relationship. Moving across the world, you'd have to commit. And I think we'd have to be engaged or married for me to actually physically move to another place.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can't take your word for it. You can't say, she's like, he said, I love you. And I'm like, I say, I love you to my cat. Like, that's right. Not enough, right? And that cat can't understand a word I say. It's a cat. So, like, that is not enough for me to pack my stuff and move to another country. Like, that is crazy for me.
I agree.
Oh, thank you, Kobe. Kobe, you're the best. You're going to have to come on one day. Definitely, yeah. Kobe.
Both of you, you and Emily, we'd love to have you.
Yeah. Anytime, you guys, especially Iceland. Yeah, and that was another thing. I was like, what's in Iceland? Where is it? The first thing that came to my mind was, where is it on a map? Because I wasn't 100% sure.
I sent it.
Because that happens. Where is it?
I sent it. It's in your message.
Okay, cool. Because I never know what we're talking about. Like, I know the seven continents, you know, like, and I know, like, a general vicinity of stuff. But, like, a lot of times I hear these country names and I'm like, so where is that?
Yeah.
What?
It's part of Europe.
Oh, okay. I know exactly where it is then. Yeah, I'm very familiar with Europe. I'm very familiar with Europe. Like, that's one of the things that I was paying good attention on in geography. There were no pretty girls in my geography class. So, like, I was paying full-on attention. Like, I know exactly where Europe and the European countries are. There were no pretty girls in that class, so I had nothing else going on. So the teacher was a guy, so I had nothing else going on, right? So I know exactly
about the Greenland Iceland thing.
Well, yeah. I don't know where's Greenland. Where is that at?
That's
I sent it to you.
Okay. It's not in Europe, right? That's I think it's somewhere over there in the African area, right?
In North America.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that wasn't right. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. So who do you think this season is going to be the standout? Like, out of the couples that we got to meet tonight, obviously, there's another person that we haven't met. I think he's Irish. And then we're going to get Statler and Dempsey. But, like, so far, what do you think is standout this season?
So far, I don't know. I'm so torn because I have the two that I like and the two that I don't. And of course, when it's somebody you don't like, it's automatic. They're going to just blast the shit out of that. But it's also season one, so my opinion may change quickly. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, you're right. We're early in the season. We haven't met everyone yet. I'm just happy to see new people, because I just feel like
I'm
we've
kind of
been.
excited to see Statler and Dempsey, not gonna lie, because I know the shit storm that happened afterwards. So I just kind of want to see if there are signs leading up in their story.
See, I'm like that too. I like to like I watch the show Air Disasters. Like whenever I know something is gonna be a disaster, I like to look into the stuff leading up to it. Like that's kind of like because I want to know how we got here. So like I like to learn that type of stuff. So you're right. When we saw the Angela and Michael situation unfolding, I was kind of interested in watching the pre-disaster storyline because I was like, well, were there signs? There were lots of signs. Right, so I'm wondering that with Statler and Dempsey too. Like, were there signs that Dempsey was banging other people and
See,
she
and
was using her?
I hate it when I get like spoilers that just ruin everything, which this did. It totally ruined their whole story. But at the same time, I'm so interested to see just the little things, to see what kind of a show she puts on for the camera and all that stuff. I'm excited for that. Shekinah and Sarper, if I don't ever see them again, it'll be too soon. I'm ready for the shit show with Josh to unfold and see what a child he is. I like Corona. I like her a lot. And then I'm excited to see about James and where he goes.
Yeah, I had a weird feeling that he was going to leave Indonesia. He wasn't going to make it very long because I was watching him and I was watching the previews. I was like, I don't feel like he's going to stay, and especially when you go somewhere where you're making good money. He has a good job with his family making good money. He can probably make his own hours. He can probably control his income. And to leave that to go to a place like Indonesia where you have to work three times as hard to make even less money, that's definitely gonna be hard. Oh, and did you get Brandon and what's her name? Brandon
Julia.
and Julia. No, not Brandon and Julia, the other
Oh,
Brandon.
Mary.
Yeah. Did you get Brandon and Mary vibes from them? Because somebody said that on Twitter. They're like, I'm kind of getting Brandon and Mary vibes because they're both really immature. And I was like, oh man, are we gonna get another Brandon and Mary? Which that would be pretty fun, right? Like I had a lot of fun with them. And if you don't follow them on TikTok, guys, they're really funny, right? Don't fall for it and send them money, but they're really funny, right? Like they're hilarious. Every post they're gonna ask you for money, don't fall for it. Don't. But if you watch their posts, they make fun of themselves and they're funny. They know how to laugh at themselves, and I think that they're great. But yeah, I'm really excited to watch Brandon, or not Brandon, Josh, and I can't get any of these names right. This is like super hard. I don't retain information
It's just
quickly.
because it's new people. In 2 weeks, we'll have them all down pat.
Yeah, because
We're
it's
talking
like
to
I
old
know.
people, not like recycled people, like reduce, reuse, recycle. We're so used to that
Well,
concept.
yeah, you're
It's
right.
all
We
gone.
use because I've been saying Jasmine and Gino for like 4 years. I've been saying Angela and Michael for like 6 years now. Like, and when you have to learn new couples, it is kind of hard because you're so used to saying the same names over and over for years. So like now I have all their faces. I can see them in my mind. It's just attaching their name. Y'all don't know this, but sometimes I'll like print stuff out and I'll have like stuff taped right here so I can remember. Like, oh my God, I remember when Kim season was on, Kim and Soulja Boy, I had all their pictures and names taped to my ring light so I could remember who everybody was, because it was hard. I was like, I cannot with these new people. It was really difficult.
It's tough to get them down, but once we get them down, then we're like, oh, are they going to be on next season?
Well,
Yeah. Ask
yeah,
me in
I don't.
about 10 to 12 episodes in how I feel about the couples, and we'll,
Yeah, my
but
feelings change often,
yeah.
but
So
usually.
I know that you guys by now saw the video of Sean and Aaliyah, and she's here in America, and they were filming at the airport in LA. So how do you guys feel? So they're obviously filming for 90 Day Fiancé, not Love in Paradise. So how do you guys feel about them transitioning over to another show?
So I was wrong. I said nobody was going to make it from Love in Paradise. So obviously they are trying to make
Yeah, I
it.
was gonna
But I was right on
say.
the other ones.
I was gonna say, we don't know if they made it yet. This is an attempt. So you could still be right. Like it could be very well, there's 90 days from the day that Aaliyah gets here before they get married. Well, they have.
But
there's a possibility.
To be honest, I didn't think she would get to America.
Really?
I did not think. No, I thought they were, I thought it was going to be done though, with his open relationships and all the bullshit. Her transitioning, being too much for him, his open relationships, him not having the same feelings for her as he did for Douglas. I thought it was going to be done, but I was wrong. She is here. I'm not saying they make it, but I'm not saying they don't. But right. I was right about everybody else.
Oh, yeah, you were 100% right. Yeah. Nobody from that season. I think Medellin and Luke, from as far as I know, they're still trying to sell that package.
Yeah. Did where you see could, that?
I saw yeah. it. I did. And ain't no way. Yep. Ain't no way. I could. No. I would fly solo before I did whatever the hell they're trying Absolutely. To sell. But yeah, we're going to come back and talk about... Oh, so we didn't do a... what do you call it? Episode for last week for Love in Paradise for the finale because we couldn't all get together last week. So when we come back tomorrow night, we're going to talk about MILF Manor, the last two episodes.
Yeah.
And then we're going to also have like 10 or 15 minutes so we can finish up the Love in Paradise finale so we can at least discuss the episode. And then we'll finish off that and then we'll be done with Love in Paradise. And then the week after, we'll just continue with MILF Manor. So... that'll be tomorrow night. Dee Dee won't be back. She won't be back till next week. So it'll be Gina, Kara, and I tomorrow night as well. Thank you so much for joining. And one more question. Were you surprised that we were doing 2-hour episodes again? Because you remember last season we did one-hour episodes and we made it like to episode 26. So I'm assuming with the 2-hour episodes, we're going to be probably closer to like 20 episodes or maybe even less, which fingers crossed, right? Yeah. I don't need any more than 15 episodes of any season. Like, honestly, I don't. But thanks to Netflix and all the streaming, I can't make it past 20 episodes, right?
Yeah, but I am loving how it's narrowing down. Like, everybody's saying goodbye and going home on Happily Ever After. So, you know we're getting close.
Someone told me next week is the finale. I can't verify it because at the end of the previews for last night it didn't say that.
No,
but someone said that. Wait, did it?
It looked like it. Yeah, all we have left to unfold there is Michael surprising everybody that he's
here. Yeah.
And then I mean
so fingers crossed next week might actually be the finale and then we're gonna start the tell all, which I heard the tell all is crazy. I did hear there are three parts though, I'm sorry to say.
Of course.
Yeah. I did hear that because they're doing the everybody's in the house together as for one of the tell-alls, and then they're going to get into the traditional.
Hope if it's going to be a 3-part tell-all, I hope that each tell-all is 2 hours because it pisses me off when they only give me a little bit.
Oh, yeah, they did that with the single life. They would give us an hour.
Five?
Yeah.
Was ridiculous.
Yeah, they gave us like 5 or 6 of them too, which is outrageous. Yeah. I mean, as long as we get through it 2 hours each time, maybe an hour for when they're in the house, and then 2 hours each for the tell-all. The tell-all is what we sat through all 20 episodes to get. Don't skimp us on that, please.
We all know what's going to happen. TLC just wants to pull us in, and it's going to be an hour. We all know that already.
I hope 2 hours. I like them better when they're 2 hours.
Me too.
Give it all to me.
Yeah, give it all to us, please. We earned it. We sat through all these episodes. We've been loyal to you, so please give us what we deserve. All right, guys. Oh, you mean Statler's idea. Yeah, let's not get into that. Statler and Armando fought it out over her idea of the house, which is not her idea. They started that, like, when Big Brother started, 30 years ago. So, Statler, what do you think of that?
Yeah.
Like they literally been putting... No, you know what? They started it on The Real World in, like, the 80s. On MTV, right? Like they put a whole bunch of strange people in the house and wanted them to fight. So Statler, you didn't think of that. That's been going on for a really long time, and Armando made it very clear. Shut up. Like Armando was like, girl, shut up. Like, okay. All right. Awesome. Make sure you're following my co-hosts Kara and Gina. They're tagged in this video. Next week we're gonna have Dee Dee back. She'll be back in town, back in Georgia, so we can have her back. Make sure you're following me on all social media platforms at George Massey, georgemassey.com. Anywhere you get your podcast, type in The George Massey Show. Thank you for joining us. Everybody have a wonderful night, and we'll talk to all of you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.